The Gemara here, Chagiga Daf Dalet Amud Beis, discusses a mistake apparently made by the shaliach of the Malach HaMavis, who was supposed to take the life of Miriam Megadla Sear, Miriam the braider of woman's hair, but instead took the life of Miriam Megadla Dardiki, Miriam the raiser of babies, the one who raises children. And there's obviously a lot to unpack about this Gemara, about Hashgacha Pratis, and what we're able to do, what we're not able to do, and the Shamas and things like that. Rav Asher Weiss has a piece in the Michas Asher and the Munam Bitachon that he does elaborate on this Gemara a little bit to explain exactly how this works with Hashgacha and free choice and everybody's time in this world and in the other world. But if you look at Tosis over here in Dibur Maschil Hava, he has a question about who Miriam Megadla Dardikir, Miriam Megadla Sear is. And the name, if you're a little bit familiar with other religions, it may seem familiar to other personalities, and Tosos is aware of that. Tosos notes that the Amorayim speaking in the Gemara are addressing something that occurred in the past. This is not an event that the Amorayim are talking about in their time. This is an event that occurred in the days of the Tanayim. The episode with Miriam, the hairdresser, was during Bayis Sheni, during the second Beis Hamikdash, because she was the mother of Ploni, says Tosos, like it says in Shabbos Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. The issue with this Tosis is if you open up tonight and you go home to your Shas and you open up Shabbos Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, there is no mention of Miriam Megadla anywhere in Shabbos Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, and we have no explanation of who she is. This is also noted, not just by me, but this is noted in the Hagos of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer wrote comments on the Sefer Toldos Yeshu HaNotzri. The Chassam Sofer had a copy of the famous work of Toldos Yeshu, which are the stories of Yeshu HaNotzri and the Christian God. And he had comments on the side of his manuscript that were eventually printed in the Torah Journal Yerusha Seinu in Volume 2. The Chassam Sofer says, I don't know what they're talking about. We have no such reference in Shabbos Kuf Dalet to who Tosis are referring to. Rabbi Kiviger here in the Gilyon HaShas also seems to say we have no reference to who are they talking about in Shabbos Kuf Dalet. Who's Miriam Megadla? Who are we talking about? But it seems that Rabbi Kiviger knows that something's going on, but he doesn't put it outright because there's some secret that's being hidden behind the story. The story is like this. From 1578 to 1587, censors removed all questionable statements about Christianity from the Basel edition of Shas. This continued for the next 200 years until 1720, 1722, when things were put back in. And this Shas, the 1722 Shas, would be the basis for further printings and would be used again until the 1750s and the 1760s in Amsterdam. And from that point on, every Shas going forward until the famous Vilna edition had some remnant of what was taken out, but things put back in. And there was be hints, nothing clear about what was censored, what was not censored, but you could tell if you were a careful reader of the Gemara that something was off in certain places in the Gemara. Later works, like the Omer HaShichacha, the Dikduke Sofrim, would go and try to attempt to correct the places that things were censored, and had been reinserted and reinstated nowadays in the Oz V'Hadar edition of Shas. If you have an Oz V'Hadar edition, which is now the finest edition available, on the margins they have put back in every single censored piece that was removed from Shas. And this is a great example, Gemara Chagiga and Tosos, and the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Dalet, of censorship at its finest. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Dalet, in the uncensored version, is discussing the din that someone who scratches their skin on Shabbos may be Michal Shabbos for Kosei, for writing, if you scratch your skin. So the Braisa, and we're going to read now the censored version. We'll say it in English. The Braisa says, the Rabbi Eliezer said to the Rabbanan, didn't the infamous Ben Sittada take magic spells out of Mitzrayim and a scratch on his flesh? He wrote down the magic spells and he carved them into his flesh. That should be a form of kosev. Why should we putter? We see that writing on your flesh is a real form of writing. They said to him, he was a shota, he was a fool, and you can't cite a proof from a fool. We don't take rise from there. And that's not the way most people write at the end of the day. Now, incidentally, the Gemara asks, why do they call him Ben Sittada when he was the son of Pandira, another person, Pandira? So Rav Chisda said, his mother's husband, who acted as his father, was named Sittada, but the one who had relations with his mother and fathered him was named Pandira. And therefore, this person we're talking about was a mamzer. The Gemara asks, wasn't his mother's husband Papus Ben Yehuda? So the Gemara says, rather his mother was named Sittada, and he was named Ben Sittada after her. So the Gemara asks, but wasn't his mother Miriam Megadla Nishaya, the woman, Miriam, the one who braided women's hair? So the Gemara explains this is not a contradiction. Rather, Sittada was merely a nickname. As they say in Pumbedisa, the one who strayed, Satis Da, from her husband. Ben Sittada, her name was Miriam, but she was called Ben Sittada, the one who strayed from her husband and created a mamzer. So therefore, Miriam, who was called Sittada, was the wife of Pappas Ben Yehuda, when she was Mazana with Pandira, and they had a son. And this son is Ben Sittada, who smuggled Kishuf out of Mitzrayim, who smuggled some sort of Kishuf, some sort of magic out of Mitzrayim in some form. Okay. So that's the censored Gemara. Clearly, we know who we're talking about. We don't have to say who we're talking about. We know who the mother is of that person. And that Gemara was censored by the censors in the 1500s and it was removed. So there's also a Tosis there was censored as well. If you look in the Ozu Hadar edition, they'll tell you Tosis is censored as well. Tosos cites Rabbeinu Tam, who says that Ben Sittada is not Yeshu HaNotzri. It's not the same person you think it is. It's not Yeshu HaNotzri. It's somebody else, because Ben Sittada here lived in the days of Pappas Ben Yehuda, that we discussed. And Pappas lived in the days of Rabbi Akiva, as noted in the Gemara in Bracha Samach Aleph. And Yeshu lived in the days of Yeshua Ben Parachia, as noted in Gemara Sota Mem Zayin. Sota Mem Zayin has a huge piece of censored Gemara taken out by Rabbi Yeshua Ben Parachia and his relationship with Yeshua Notzri. And he says they both lived in different generations, and therefore we cannot be talking about the mother of Yeshua Notzri in this case. You would have thought, because his name is Miriam, and it's the same person, and she did bad stuff, and things like that. But really they say it's a different person at the end of the day. The next comment in Tosos is also censored. Tosos gets censored twice. They note that the Gemara in Chagiga that we're talking about, Miriam Megadla, is dealing with a different woman, because the Gemara in Shabbos is talking about the days of the Tanaim, and the Gemara Chagiga is talking about the days of the Amorayim. Or, and this is our Tosis here as well, in Chagiga, the Gemara in Chagiga is reporting about a woman who lived before the Amorayim, and it's the same woman who lived in the days of the Tanaim. And according to the second explanation of Tosis, that our Gemara is really doing a flashback to something that occurred generations ago, it could be that Miriam Megadla Ser Nashim is in fact the mother of Yeshua Notzri. It raises that possibility according to this approach. Tosus is suggesting that the mother of Yeshua Notzri is Miriam Megadla. Now, what's confusing about this is that certainly we know that the name Mary is given to the mother of Yeshu, but it's not, as they say in Christianity, Mary Magdalene. That's somebody else. So it's unclear if the names are being mixed up, if things are being confused, but again, at least according to the Bali Atosos, and according to the censored version of the Gemara, there's a possibility, a serious possibility, that the woman being discussed here is Miriam Magdala, is the mother of Yeshua Notzri. In fact, what did they refer to the individual here as? As the mother of Ploni, right? That's what the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Dalet said. If you look in Chazal carefully, you'll often find that the name Ploni is a reference to Yeshua Notzri. I'll give you a few examples. The Gemara in Yevamos, in two places, says, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, Matsasi Megillas Yochsim b'Yerushalayim. I found a work of lineage in Yerushalayim. The Kusav Ban, it says there, Ish Ploni Mamzer me'eshes ish. The man Ploni is a Mamzer who came from a human mother and a human father. So we see, obviously, we know who he's referring to. Tosefta in Yevamos, the Gemara in Yuma Samach Vav, Shaulus Rabbi Lezer, Ploni, Mahul Olam Haba. Ploni, what's going on with him in Olam Haba? Meaning, what is the end of Yeshu HaNotzri in Olam Haba? The Yushalmi in Avodah Zarah, the Yushalmi in Shabbos, Kehelas Rabbah, often refer to Yeshu as Ploni, as a code word. And therefore, we see that it would make sense as well. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Dalet is referring to him as Ploni. We'll just end with the very interesting comment of the Perush Be'er Yitzchak on the Igeres de Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. There is a work called The Letter of Yochanan ben Zakkai, which, according to almost everybody, is not really from Yochanan ben Zakkai. It's probably something written after the time of the Gemara, but it was attributed to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But in that footnote, the Be'er Yitzchak is Rav Avram Yitzchak Jubis, who died in 1947. He was a Ger Chassid who wrote on all types of interesting topics. He traveled all over the world. So he has a perish on the Igeris of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. So he quotes here from the Toldos Yeshu. I don't have a copy of the Toldos Yeshu, so I'm just going to quote from his quote of the Toldos Yeshu. So he says as follows, Vayhi Yom Tzom Kippur. It was on Yom Kippur, Avar Neged Chalona Shel Miriam Megadla Nishaya. He uses the name. And there was a man who passed by the window of Miriam Megadla Nishaya. Miriam, our the woman here in our Gemara, the woman who braided women's hairs, Shehaisa Eishes Papus Ben Yehuda, who is the wife of Papus Ben Yehuda, HaParitz Yosef Pandari, and this guy, the Paritz, this terrible person, Yosef Pandari, and they were together, Baroso Ki Ein Ish Bebayis, he saw nobody was at home, Hevi Sulam, he brought up a ladder, Vayatza Miriam Ba'ad HaChalon, and she came down from the window, Ubaruch Hushem Yerushalayim, they both fled Yerushalayim together, Vatar V'Teled Lo Es Yeshu, and they had a child whose name was became Yeshu. So we see a bit of censorship in the history of the Gemara and the history of the Bali HaTosos and how it plays out in our Gemara as well.